Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Coach. You guys ready for the pep talk? How's that tooth?
I don't want to talk about my tooth, Dob. I'm trying to forget I even have a tooth.
All right. You want a stick of gum?
Stick of gum, jawbreaker. Why don't you give me a rock to chew on?
I know that's your tooth talking, Coach.
Well, there you are. How's the tooth?
We're kind of trying to avoid that subject.
How you doing, man? Ready? Right. Ready to go out there and win one today?
Yeah. All right. Hey, I don't think Jeremiah's going to be able to play pull the hamstring and warm up.
Well, you're not going to let a little muscle pull bother you, are you? Here, just spray a little ethyl chloride on there. Freeze that sucker. It'll be fine. Come on, you guys. We got to win this one today. We lost the first two because of Bo's injury. That means we're going to have to play through the pain.
Does that mean me too, Coach?
Oh, God, no, Bo. I just want you to heal, son. I want you to heal. The rest of us are going to have to play through the pain.
The coach has a tooth that's killing
him. I don't want to talk about my tooth. Now, look, if I can spray on it, you can play on it, huh? Now, what do you say? Let's go out there and win one today.
Okay.
To the Wildcats 27-10. What has been an incredibly disappointing season.
Hey, Pete, can you help us?
Get some ice. I'll get the first aid kit. Okay.
What happened?
Stuart almost got himself killed tonight defending you. We came out of the touchdown club after dinner, and there was an angry mob out front burning you in effigy. Stuart became so incensed, he charged into the crowd and he tried to put you out.
I'm not normally so quick to anger, but when they attack my family, I just can't stand idly by.
I don't know what to say. I didn't realize you had that kind of guts, son.
Well, I must admit I surprised myself, but then I didn't know cheerleaders could be so vicious.
Do you believe that? I mean, what is the matter with people in this town?
Well, we're just disappointed, that's all. This is the year of Bo Whitley, you know, the year Minnesota State was going to go all the way, going to be undefeated. All I've done is just let them down.
You've only lost three games.
We've only played three games, Christine.
It's not your fault you've lost.
Yeah, well, tell that to the people who were setting me on fire. I got to come up with a way to get us a victory.
How's your tooth?
Fine.
Did you eat the scrambled eggs I cooked for you?
No, it hurt too much.
Hayden, when are you going to get that thing fixed?
When we win a game and I can finally relax again.
Well, that could take God knows how long.
Well, thank you, Christine.
All I meant was, I don't know how anybody can expect you to win until Bo comes back.
Bo Whitley is one player. I'm the coach. I'm supposed to find a way to win, and that's what I'm going to do if I have to work 24 hours a day all week long. I'm not going to eat or sleep until I find out a way to beat Missouri next Saturday.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go walk around the lake, clear my head. See you guys later.
What is that?
What? Oh, my God! It's the cheerleaders!
No. Leave him alone, and it's not his fault!
Man! I liked it a lot better when women didn't like football.
Hayden, you want me to take your suitcase and give it to the equipment manager?
Yeah.
How come you're lying down?
Resting.
It's that tooth, isn't it? Let me look at it. Yeah. Come on, just let me take a peek. Oh, I want to see. I just want to take a peek at it.
Let's look at your own teeth.
I just want to... Oh, gee, Hayden, what happened?
It's worse, isn't it?
You can't get on a plane like that. You look like a guy in The Godfather.
Marlon Brando.
One with the big jowls.
Marlon Brando.
The guy who played The Godfather, he had the cotton in his mouth like that.
It's Marlon Brando. It's Marlon Brando.
Is that who it was?
Yes.
Well, that's what you look like.
Just want to let you guys know the team bus is here. Holy smokes, Coach. What happened to your jaw?
He's got a bad tooth and won't do anything about it. Who's he look like to you? Think big jowls.
Richard Nixon.
He thinks he looks like Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando's heavier and shorter, isn't he?
Would you two just stop it?
I know why you're testy. It's that tooth, isn't it?
You ought to have a dentist check that, Coach.
I don't have time to get it checked, huh?
A dentist could get you in and out in an hour. Your dentist takes emergencies, doesn't he?
Don't exactly have a dentist.
What do you mean?
I mean, my dentist is dead.
Since when?
Since he died.
You shouldn't neglect your teeth, Coach. Your smile is a window to your heart.
Why don't you go to my dentist? He'd probably get in right away. He's real cheap.
I don't care what he costs, Luther. I'm not going to a dentist the day before a game.
You don't want to go on television looking like that. I'm going
to
call
you. No, I don't want you to call. I don't want you to call. Can we please just drop this?
Chicken.
What?
The chicken goes dentist.
Not a chicken.
Your chicken, your big fat chicken. You haven't eaten anything all week. You say you haven't had time. I don't think that's true. I think it's because you're a chicken.
You think I haven't eaten anything all week because I'm afraid. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you're a chicken.
Okay. Dauber, you got a sandwich, honey?
Yeah. How'd you know?
I'm going to prove to you that this can wait until Monday and it has nothing to do with me being a chicken. Dauber, what kind of sandwich is this?
Egg salad.
All right. Thanks, Don. Oh, sorry, I thought this.
No, no, come on in. You got the right place. Hayden Fox?
Yeah.
Art Hibke.
Uh-huh. I thought to be a receptionist or something.
No, no. I don't believe in unnecessary frills. My feeling is people hate going to the dentist. Why make it a costly and painful experience? At Art Hibke's, it's only painful. Have a seat. So, you're a friend of Luther's.
Yeah.
Nice guy, Luther. I remember when we first met, he was down at that all-you-can-eat smorgasbord by the bus station. I don't know if you know it.
I don't.
A lot of servicemen eat there. Anyway, Luther had cracked his lower incisor on a short rib. Thank God I was in line behind him. I've been his dentist and frequent dinner companion ever since. But enough about me and Luther. Let's take a look under the hood. Open wide. A little wider. I hate to run up your bill, but I'm going to have to turn on this light. Okay. Let's see. Wow. Well, you've had some beautiful work done here. Who's your regular dentist?
Dr. Sprague, but he died.
Well, he died a rich man, I bet. This is beautiful.
Yeah, but what about my tooth, though?
All right, tell me if this hurts.
Ah, gee, yeah, that hurts.
That's what I was afraid of.
How bad is it?
Maybe as bad as $1,000.
I mean, how bad is a tooth?
Well, it's abscessed. We're going to have to get an oral surgeon to take it out of there.
I can't have my tooth pulled. I got to fly to Missouri today.
Oh, I think the earliest you could get that taken out would be tomorrow morning.
Oh, gosh, can't we wait? I mean, I put this off for a month. Can't I wait till Monday?
Now, Hayden, you've let this go so long, I don't know how far the infection has spread. If that gets down into your front teeth, it could run right through your sinuses and into your brain. Then we're not talking an oral surgeon, we're talking a brain surgeon. And then we're really talking money. I don't know if you've ever seen a brain surgeon's home, but those guys, they really soak you. Why don't you just sit and relax and let me call around and see if I can find somebody to handle an emergency.
Jeez, I can't believe this.
Oh, I don't want you to worry. I'm going to find the cheapest surgeon I can.
Nothing's going right for me this season.
You wouldn't happen to have any change, would you?
Everybody's on the bus.
Tell him I'll have to wait. I'm not going to leave without Hayden. There you are. What'd he say?
Well, boys, I got some bad news. Lucy, you want to sit down?
How come I should sit down on your bad news?
Just sit down, Luther. My tooth is a lot worse than I thought.
What's the bad news?
Ipke said that the tooth is infected, and if I let it go any longer, it could spread to my brain, you know? I gotta have brain surgery.
What's the bad news?
I'm telling you, I can't let it go any longer. That means I have to have surgery tomorrow morning.
On your brain?
Oh, on my tooth! I can't go to Missouri with you guys today. That means, Luther, you are going to have to coach a team tomorrow.
Oh, God, that's bad news, isn't it? Day I've dreaded my whole life is here.
Luther, you can do it.
I can't.
You're my top assistant. You have to.
I quit.
You
I
can't quit. It's not going to be as bad as you think.
Oh, yes, it is.
You know how to play the game.
I don't.
You got 35 years experience.
38.
Now, you have to believe in yourself. I want you to listen to me. You're not going to have to do this all by yourself. I have a plan. Dauber's gonna help you.
Oh, God.
Jeez, man, would you just give me 2 seconds to explain this? I'm gonna be helping the both of you. Now, luckily, this game is on TV, so when I get home from surgery tomorrow, I'm gonna call you, Dob, in the press box. You're gonna be passed into Luth down in the field. That way, I stay on the phone, I coach the game from my cabin, the whole game.
Yeah, okay. What if my headsets don't work? It happens all the time, so my headsets don't work.
Your headsets are going to work. The plan is going to work. With any luck, you won't have to think at all. Now, guys, we got to pull together on this. Luth, you're our leader. Okay? Come on. Let's get out of here. I'll walk you to the bus. Luth, you lead the way. Luther, where the hell are you going?
Come on, just hang on.
Come on,
honey, come on,
right there.
She just
quit. What?
I think he wants us to quit helping him, and we will, Hayden, just as soon as the anesthetic and the Novocaine wear off. You're still just, you know, a little wobbly.
Third TV, I'm over to kick off. We call the number. Get down, bro.
Okay. What's the number?
Area code 314-555-5595.
Area code 314 what?
555-5595.
You don't have to get angry. You're a little hard to understand.
You give me the damn floor. I'm down myself.
You don't have to sweat.
Oh, there you are, the sweat. There you tell me what happened.
What?
I think he wants you to watch the television and tell him what happened.
Thank you.
The other team has the ball on the 25-yard line.
The other team has the ball on the 25-yard line.
Why are you telling me what she said? I can still hear. Yeah. Hey, Floppy, or Dabba Biki, please. Dabba the Biki. The big. Oh, God. Good thing I take him. Oh, God, stop it.
Hello. Could I speak to Michael Dubinsky, please? Oh, hi, Dobber. It's Christine. Hayden would like to talk to you. Just hold on.
Give me the phone. Hi, Dobber.
Coach, is that you?
No, it's Elmer Fudd. What's the score, Dob?
What's what for?
9-1-4, the score, Dob. Christine, you can't take a phone. I'm a Dobber.
Dobber, it's me again. I think Hayden wants to know what the score is.
We're in the first quarter. There's no score.
Dobber says there's no score.
I got that. How's Luther doing?
He was a little nervous, but I think he's going to be okay.
This has really got to be some day for Coach Van Dam. He's running the show for the first time in his life. This must be a dream come true for him. Oh. Eastern Missouri. Robert's back to pass.
32 trap right?
Bingo!
He wants you to run 32 trap right.
That's going to be a delay of game penalty against Minnesota State. I guess we're going to have to expect a little confusion on the Minnesota State sideline without Hayden Fox on the field.
Okay. So, halfback option.
What?
Left? Oh, okay.
He wants you to run halfback option left. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Make that right. No, forget it. He doesn't want halfback option.
Halfback option left. Halfback option left.
Well, that's what I just said.
Halfback option. I'm just saying right because you were right.
Oh.
Well, there's going to be another delay of game. Minnesota State has yet to run a play. They've already lost 10 yards.
Cry out loud.
He wants you to call a timeout now.
No!
What's wrong?
I want to see the cry out loud, not time out now.
Timeout, Minnesota State.
Thank God.
Eagles have the ball. Jorgensen takes the snap, rolls to his left, looks downfield. He fights it! Yes! Nice move! Down to the 32-yard line. First down with the Screaming Eagles. What a day this has turned out to be.
All right, Dob. All right, call timeout, Dob.
How's your jaw?
It hurts like hell, but at least I can talk.
And Minnesota State is calling timeout. That'll be their last. With 13 seconds to go, it's Eastern Missouri 27, Minnesota State 24.
Yes!
Well, I can't stand this. I have to move around.
All right, Dob, here's what we're going to do. They're going to expect us to go to the sidelines and stop the clock. I want us to go down the middle. You tell Skip to throw it long.
Into the end zone, Dob. That way,
if we score, we win. And if we don't, to stop the clock, we still get one more play.
The Eagles have their play.
You guys, just don't throw an interception.
13 seconds left. No timeouts. The Eagles will get off this play and maybe one more. I look for them to go to the sideline.
Yeah, well, you and every other rum-dum in the stadium. That's why we're going down the middle.
Jorgensen, left back, looks left. Fires the ball. Never kicked away of the 10. Incomplete.
Damn it.
Too bad. It was a gutsy call by Van Dam. Now what do you do if you're the Eagles?
Now you kick a field goal, you mallet head.
Yeah.
Don't you sit up for the field goal, okay? Just kick the hell out of it and pray. Okay, Dob? Dob?
Coach? Coach?
Phone's dead. How the hell did I get disconnected? Oh, no!
Luther, we got trouble.
Luz, Bud. Listen, I know you can't hear me, Luz. I know you can't hear me. We've been together 22 years. The only thing to do is kick a field goal. Luz, kick the field goal. Kick. Just come say it with me. Kick, Luz. Kick.
Say it louder, for God's sake! Kick!
Okay, the Eagles are going to line up for a field goal.
Way to go, Luz.
This will be a 49-yard attempt to tie. But at this point in their season, I think the Eagles would settle for a tie.
settle, I'd give my left leg for a tie.
There's the snap. It's not a kick, it's a fake.
What?
Jorgensen keeps the ball and runs.
A run? I never call a run.
He's on the 25, the 20, cuts inside. He needs a big block here. He's got the block.
I think I popped every stitch in my mouth.
You want some water?
I don't think so. But thank you.
The pain pill's working?
Uh-huh. Working great. Christine, you know, I love my life. I don't know, I won't love it in the morning when this stuff wears off, but I love it now.
Oh, it's Luther.
Hi, Luther.
I have to let him in first, Hayden.
Okay.
Am I stopping by too late?
No, I know he wants to see you. Congratulations.
Thanks. Hey, Hayden.
Hi, Lou. Christine, look, it's Luther. Oh.
The doctor gave him some pain pills.
Congratulations, guy. Well, that was quite a play you called, Lou.
I was just trying to do what I thought you'd do.
Yeah, you were right on target. What do you got there, Lou?
Guys gave me the game ball.
Well, you deserve it, Lou.
I couldn't have done it without you, Hayden. You know me, I never had much confidence in myself. You're the one who always had the confidence in me, and I'm just glad I could finally prove you right. Well, I have. I hope I never have to do it again. Boy, am I glad this day is behind me.
I think it's behind him, too. He's asleep.
I better go then. I'll call tomorrow.
Oh, Luther, you're giving him your game ball?
Just a Monday.